In the previous Gemara, Daf Mem and Aleph, the Gemara had a question: why is Shiluach HaKein not included on the list in the Mishnah in Peah? Of Eicha Perisim of the Mazevik and Gemisloi the Lamabo. So, well, Gemara answers the Kasha with the Pasuk. Imlet Tzadik Yitoyim Kipri Ma'aleyem Yoychelu. Rashi explains his mashma. It's only talking about things which are also good for the Brias. Kulu Abrias Nenim Imenu. But it's a Toiv the Brias. So that's why Shluch HaKein is not on the list, because the list is only including things which are also the Chayra who been called B'Radim L'Chaveri. So, so if you go to the list, Kibbut HaVeim, Minz Chassadim, Avar Shalom B'Radim L'Chaveri, right? And that's his Orchim. So then it says Talmud Torah can get kulam. So what's the Adam Chaver over there by Talmud Torah? So I saw two things. I mean, first of all, Pida Nefesh HaChayim and everything we learned, the Talmud Torah makes the world exist. It's partial what the Adam Chaver is over there. But even without that, just in, I guess a more partial understanding. So I saw the Radal in the back of the Gemara. I wrote you the Radal. One second, who is the Radal? Second. How read thou? Let me just look 1 second. Yeah, read thou. It's in the back of the Gemara. He says, "Gam tzarkloim with the Talmud Torah did not connect kulo amnami chashivino l'toyv l'brius." That's also called toyv l'brius. Why? Shemayro hira v'loim mit Torah lachem. Because if you teach other people Torah, or you mayro hira for them, you pass on a shaila for them to help them to clarify what the halach is. That's also toyv l'brius. That's the Radal. Who's the Radal? I'm not sure. It's one of the mafarshim I have in the back of my Gemara. Kedusha Radal, Reb David Luria mi Bichayu Yoshon. Reb David Luria, yeah. Okay. Also, interestingly, the Rambam himself on the Mishnah Peah, the Perish of Rambam on the Mishnah Peah, deals with this same Shaila. And he says that the Pshat by Talmud Torah is which is a sugya we're coming up on over here. Talmud maybe the day ma'isa. So as much as the Talmud Torah is what is maybe the day ma'isa, so that gives you the das or the to be able to do all the ma'isim. So that's the backbone to all the other things. Maybe that's what he means. That's why it's connected. Kulam. That's what he means. Yeah, I think that's what he means. Can I get a coil? Because it's maybe the day ma'aser. So that could also be the pshat and why Talmud Torah is connected is for the Prius. And one more very interesting thing is the Rambam over there in Perish Mishnayis and Peah. Right, that's what he means. That's why it's connected kulam, because it's maybe the day ma'isa. One thing is also the Rambam gives a pshat, because really the Gemara says, you know, we're not counting shluch, okay, because that's not toiv l'brius, it's only toiv l'shamayim. But the question is, okay, but soif kol soif, you have the same drasha. That was the Gemara's hokasha. The same psukim sounds like the same thing with shluch hakein. So we're saying, no, the Mishnah is only counting things which are also Tayyip Lebrius. Okay, but Hagufa Kasha, why? Why is that the only thing we're counting? You know, in as much as you have a similar pasuk by Shluch HaKain, so count that too. What's special about something which is Tayyip Lebrius? Davka. Why Davka that? So the truth is, the Pirush HaRosh in Peah says, he says a line, Hashem likes those mitzvahs better. The Rambam gives it a gedda. The Rambam says, I think what he's saying is, you have to look there, look in the first mission in Peah. I think what the Rambam is saying is, he's magdir like this, it's really mida kenegan mida. Because if I do a mitzvah but not in the mok, yeah? On a parshat pshat level, it does not affect this world. Meaning I accomplished whatever tikkunim that I accomplished, whatever. Obviously, everything we do, all the Torah we learned, all the mitzvahs we do, like we learned in the Nefesh HaChaim and the Ramchal, uplifts the entire world. We understand that. But on a practical level, it's okay, so you shook a lulav. It didn't change anything here in this world. Where did it change? It changed something in the spiritual realms. Okay, so that you'll get tzchar for. You get tzchar, olam haba, that's fine. But on that, we're not going to say, Peter's saying, b'olam hazeh. Mashen king. When it's Tayyip Lebrius, so when a person's Tayyip Lebrius, the Brius responds. And their Tayyip, it affects people. And because you affected them, they're also going to do it. They'll do it back to you, or they'll do it to the next guy. And mainly, you literally changed, in a punch shot level, you literally changed. You made this world better. So Mamela, Peter saying, but that we can make the need that deserves schar in this world. I think that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam. That's like saying, yeah, Baron got it from here, then. That's all he can say. He says, what? What was he going on? He's going to different things. Yeah. But he's probably going with this.
No, you're explaining the Rambam.
Yeah, it seems to be that's what he's saying, the Rambam. It seems to be that's what he's saying. I remember also, I know when Baron talks about this, I know because I remember somebody also was giving a shit about that.
This is Talmud Turk, the Morris is Mahanili Rabban,
not the Kurds. Mahanili Rabban, right.
Right.
Well, that's what he's probably going to Nefesh HaChaim, I'm saying. That's what Nefesh HaChaim, that... Yeah. No, but Stam, yeah, that's what Talmud Torah, but Stam, the Geder HaDvarim, why Dafka these things are Oichah B'Zim HaLamazeh? It's Kishmak, I think what he's saying. Ayin Sham, it looks like that's what he's saying.
The mitzvah that you're doing has pairs in this world.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Meaning, when it's Tayyip Lebrius, so, right, exactly. Okay, fine.
Weiter. It's awesome. You give money to a poor person, so you see that
right.
You gave him something.
Right.
Right,
exactly. At least that's I think that's what I'm saying. It's Geshmak Geder had. Yeah, yeah.
He says that in order to every mitzvah is to.
Yeah.
To
affect. Yeah.
So this, of course, you're also going to get scarred along both.
Yeah, of course. Not saying that's not true. Yeah, of course.
Both demon and this one.
Yeah. Okay.
That's also why scarred with Baha'u'llah Malekha. He asked that as a question also. Because how are you getting payers?
Yeah. So one second. Is that a disagreement?
That's a question. Do they not believe each other?
So the truth is, I'll tell you the truth. The Pirush HaRosh and Peah on this Mishnah. Before that. Yeah. Of course it does. One second. The Pirush HaRosh in Peah on this Mishnah asks. He says, "Schaim v'vush ben hein ba'peiris." Which is another way of saying it's chaim mitzvah ha'malekah. So if you're going to say I have a kasha How could it be that Eretz Orchim Bersim Adam Azeh? So the Teretz could be this Rambam. The Chaim is Vayim Amalek and so many things, which is really the Gemara. It's the Gemara. What well, Chaim? This, yeah, these Chaim or Chaim is Vayim Amalek when it's not Toiv Lebrius. This is when it's Toiv Lebrius.
No, but even in these,
that level of the sky is not going to be in this world. Okay.
No, because he says, because there's no currency.
Yeah, because it's not negated to this world.
There's no currency that you can, know what we're doing life with the mitzvah.
Yeah.
So therefore, the sky that you get can't be.
Yeah, can't be limited
to this
world.
So you're saying this is not even considered sky.
But the question is, it's parasein. It's what the Mishnah goes parasein. Right.
Yeah,
even if the Mishnah, the Karen Kayemis is Lamaba, you know, it's. Whatever Paris means, yeah. But the truth is, you're right, the Rosh asks that as a kasha, but according to our Gemara, I'm not so sure. According to our Gemara, it sounds like it's a machlekes. Because our Gemara brought down Shitas Reb Yaakov, who doesn't hold. And Reb Yaakov says, what do I do with the pasuk by Kibbutz Abba'im? He says, that means, Oydam Abba. So you're right. I remember that. Kash also what you're saying, that how do you put the two together? And the truth is, the Pirish Rosh and Peyas Mashma also is bothered by that, but the Pashat of Arsugi is Mashma, it's like two different Shitas. Just like, meaning, at least according to, it's Mashma and Biako, he was the one who says, Schaim et Zahim Aleko, doesn't hold any of this. So I'm not sure. So you're right. I remember hearing a shir also, B'Shem Rav Aaron going on that kasha. But now I see also the Rosh says the kasha. But I'm saying, in the Gemara, it's mashu, it's a different shita. So I'm not, unless the battery's getting low. Okay, I'm not sure. Not sure. So what does he say? You want to say? He's saying that the Rabban Kotler brings out that, in as much if that is a kasha, so the pshat is even these. It's not a stira because even like the Rabbim is saying, the whole pirasim b'lam hazeh is the pshat because that's the things where you see it changed things in the here and now. It had effect on the but that's only one level of the mitzvah. There's another level of the mitzvah where it's a ruchnistic effect. Just like tefillin, or just like other mitzvahs. That chelik of the mitzvah is not shaykh to this world. So that zikr is chayv mitzvah b'hayam amaleka. It's only in the level of the mitzvah which does affect what goes on here, which is what the Rambam seems to be mashma. That we say perisim b'lam hazeh. And that we say perisim b'lam hazeh. But again, you're right, that's not the ikar schar either. That's the midah k'neged midah, it's the peiros, it's the tetzah from what, yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, but again, is that clear to me why that's a kash in the first place? It sounds to my Gemara that it's a different sheet.
And now it's somewhat of a comforting libud. A person shouldn't get nervous that he's getting a schar in this world if he's getting these things.
Yeah, no, it's zikr only the peiros, it's zikr only keren kayemis. Even these things is Karen Kamas Lamaba. Yeah, that's right.
So he says Nafkamina La Lava.
Nafkamina La Lava? What do you mean?
He said that Eov David is an enemy should give money to Mishaina Hagim.
Right.
So we mean Show Taylor Khajan Sam. You still get a mitzvah.
If a person gives money by Yidden.
I mean, that's the question. I think that's what he
asked.
He says, according to this, he's not
going to
get
scar
in this world.
Because
if you give money to
thief,
you're not
doing the chesed.
He's not
going to get the peiros. So his whole tefillah was just for the peiros. I mean, okay. Okay. Okay, fine. Let's see. Vaitar. The schuz has a karen and peiros. And amar imu tzadiki toiv. Like we said, ki prima aleim, right? There's a Tzadik ki toiv, which means he's toiv the shemaim and toiv lebrius, and it's mashma ki pim aleihem he has peiros, karen and peiros, right? But an avera yesh le karen, vein le peiros, it does not have peiros shenemar oy le rosh ra, which is about the end of the gemara before rosh ra means he's vayal shemaim and ra lebrius. doesn't say anything there about being makabel the peiros in this world. Ah, if that's true, velamani makayim v'yoychlu pri darcham umotaseim yispohu, which means they will eat the peiros. So the answer is avera sheoyis the peiros yeshle peiros. V'she'ein as the peiros ein le peiros. And avera, which makes peiros, Rashi says like chil Hashem, because people will learn from it and will have peiros. Which I guess is similar to what the Rambam learned by the mitzvah. Because the Avera had peiros.
Right.
So then, I'll be mekabel the peiros. But not. But if not, not. So then it says like this. Machshava toiva mitzar for the maisa. A good machshava is mitzar for the maisa. It's funny. It's really actually crazy. That it happens to be, I happened to get a new Noyim HaLimelech on Purim. Somebody bought for me the notes. And I happened to open up the Noyim HaLimelech yesterday to Parsha's Mitzorah, because it's this week's Parsha. And he happens to call Kedushin Daf Mem. Machshava Toivim Mitzorah L'Maisa. And he brings it into Pshat, he wants to learn in the Pesukim over there, the Gabi the Mitzorah, but I don't want to get involved in that so much. But he says an interesting thing. He says, Machshava Toivim Mitzorah L'Maisa. He says, what's the Mitzorah for? Mitzarfa means to turn it into a ma'isa. Mitzarfa means to combine it to a ma'isa, to connect it to a ma'isa, right? A seraph. It should have said a counted as a ma'isa. Machshava toiva b'chash for the ma'isa. Mitzarfa is an interesting lashon. See, he says the pshat is machshava toiva mitzarfa for the ma'isa. He says who has the, yes? He says a machshava toiva has no ulterior motives. First, I had a machshava to do a mitzvah. So, it only existed in his machshava. So, he didn't even. Whatever else you're going to get out of it by doing it, let's say you're going to get gaiva out of it by doing it, or let's say you're going to get COVID out of it, you didn't do it. So, you're not getting any of those things. You just thought to do it. So, the machshava itself is pure. Yeah? Then you have a maisa. People do a maisa mitzvah. And many times it's full of all kinds of
ulterior motives.
So he says, you know what Hashem does? A machshava toiva is mitzar from the ma'isa. A person with a machshava toiva, it's so right who ends up not being able to do it because some oynah stops him. He takes the ma'isa away from the one who did it with all those ulterior motives, and he gives the schar, he gives the schus to the one who had the machshava. He mitzar fit the ma'isa. So he, the one with the machshava, will gain the ma'isa, and the one who did the ma'isa with all kinds of things will lose the ma'isa. On some level, obviously, it doesn't mean, you know, everything we do counts. Yeah? Obviously, it doesn't mean, you know, the one who did it with all the different motives, you know, so you shouldn't have done it. We know that, but he's saying on some level, the pshat is mitzad for the ma'isa. He loses the ma'isa because he doesn't really deserve it, and he gets it because he really does deserve it. The machshava toiv is mitzad for that's the lashon mitzad for. He says, interesting. Not the pashim pshat in the Gemara, but it's interesting drush. Okay, anyway, it says, Shneemar oz nidbiru yiri Hashem yishtrei eyu v'yakshiv Hashem v'yishma v'yichosev sevi zichon l'fonav l'yiri Hashem u'lechoy shvei shmoy. Ma l'choy shvei shmoy? Amar v'asi afil l'choy shvei shmoy v'nasimit v'nenat l'osa ma l'kot v'gidu asa. Period. Makshava ra'a enikul shibokha mitzav l'maisa. Ben makshava Hashem does not mitzav l'maisa. Shneemar oven im re'izi v'libi yod yishma Hashem. Right? Hashem will not listen. Which is mashma, they will be responsible for their machshava. The answer is machshava shayitza peiros, which means what does shayitza peiros mean according to Rashi? He actually went and did it. Which means machshava, which he eventually did, machshava doing avera, which he went and did the avera itself. Then he's going to be responsible for both the machshava and the ma'isa. But the machshava never came to fruition. He never did it because some ayna stopped him. He's not, Hashem's not mitzar for that machshava ra. He does not treat it like a maisa. But hodich siv, this we already had in the Gemara previously, if you remember, in the previous Omid, the man tofes is based himself believe bomb in their hearts. That's written by Bidav Zara. But his art is different. And therefore, by the Zara, the rule is different. And there we see from the Pesukim that Hashem does Mitzarif and Lemais. One more qualification. Ulamak, the Rabbuna. Dom Rabbuna came into Abba, the Maveir, Vishanaba. Huchuloi. Huchuloi is like a daitach. You think it's mutter? Elanaz is like a heter. So that's Ulus Teretz. So one Teretz is talking about. Rashi says this is going back on Primach Shavaisim. It's a different Teretz than the Gemara before. The Gemara before says Primach Shavaisim means only if you actually do the Maisa, then it'll be responsible for both, because the Maisa and Paris. Ulo learns it means someone who goes back over the same thing. Even if he doesn't actually do it, he's responsible, because someone who is not just like a heter, the whole part that Hashem's not mitzarif for the mice is because we assume that, you know, you wouldn't have done it anyway. But this guy, we assume, no, Yitzhak would have done it, just the oinus stopped you from doing it. So therefore, you're held responsible. So again, except for number one, avodah zarah, and number two, it seems to be two different from the Gemara. Either you're only be responsible for it if it also has a pre, if it comes to fruition, or it's talking about a guy who repeats the same thing over and over again, and he will be, that person is mitzarf from the maisa. The logic being, like Rashi explains, because he didn't stop the Shem Shemaim, he stopped because of the oinus. But otherwise, the assumption is he would have gone forward.
Is it also perhaps that since he said it becomes like a mitzvah to him, so since Hashem is mitzarif?
I don't know if it means that. Nah, I don't mean that literally, because nah, it's like a heter, it says. Not a mitzvah. No, I think the pshat is like what Rashi says, I feel a little obila, even if he didn't do it, any chaz what I saw the Shem Shemaim. We don't assume that he stopped the Shem Shemaim. And the Shem Shemaim just didn't need to do it anymore. Stop for some other reason. Because once it's not so look at there, so he loses that benefit of the doubt. So to speak. Vaito. Amber Bibo. Mishima Bichanina, Noigal Aladim, Shiavar, Veir, Besay, Ser, Beretim, Oiver, Veir, in secret. Ba'al Yichalo, Shem Shmaim, Beferhasio. And you won't be Machalo, Shem Shmaim, in public. Shemaim, Vatim, Bitsto, Koim, Hashem, Ish, Gidulov, Lechu, Ivdu, Va'acher, Meinchem, Shem, Meilai, Veshem, Kochi, Loisel, Chalalu. Go do it by the Zoritz, but don't be Machal on my name. I'm going to be lawyer, Zokin, and Ray Adam Shiat, Ms. Gabalov, if he sees the Zoritz overcoming him. Yet, the Bakam Shemakir, and I say, Yibba Shchoyim, Yishas, Shchoyim, Vyas, Kamoy, Shali, by Chopitz, and go do what you want, by Chal Shemai, Vyas, better not to be Machal Shemai, Vyas. Any is that so? About time, the coach will also quite coin over you, right? Lashallah, but loyalam. Wherever it's not careful when Hashem's covered, it's better he can come to the world. Mahi, what's it talking about? Rabbi Mazem is talking about Keshis. He stares at the Keshis. Stares at the, you're not supposed to stare at the Keshis. Why? I don't know, look it up. Shechnor, Vesh Choftes. The Hashem reminds Hashem of destroying the world. Okay. That's going on someone's over there. So you see, it's a bad thing. And here it's saying it's better you should go do it. Like I showed the Matzichai for the Yitzray, that's where you could control the Yitzer. But when we said before that you should go do it, that's where you can't control the Yitzer. Toysus says, by the way, that it sounds like Gemara is saying V'yaseh Kamosh T'Bachofetz, you know, it's giving him an Eitzah to go do what he wants. Toysus says it doesn't really mean that. Toysus says it's giving him an Eitzah because if a person actually starts the process of, you know,
change of clothes,
yeah, he'll start to realize, you know, what am I doing over here, and he'll actually you know, stop himself. That's really what the Gemara means. It's not just an Eitzah of how to go hide, it's an Eitzah of how to remind himself, I guess, how low he sunk, and then that will wake him up. That seems to be a Tosis. That seems to be a Tosis learns a Gemara. Yeah, there could be that it's depending on how big the person is. To not Echidah Hashem. What do you mean?
Saying Chil Hashem is only if other people see.
Chil Hashem. It's not awesome. The Mishnah says, "In makif mechil Hashem." We're not makif mechil Hashem. Echad shogiv, echad meizid. My makif. What does that mean? Amar zotcher shein oifsim kechenvani. We're not like a chenvani, like a storekeeper, who gives out stuff and credits. Right? The people who are mechil Hashem don't get credits. They get punished right away, Rashi says. It's called makifin, that if his scales were exactly equal, but one of the averus was chil Hashem, it's machria, the side of choiva on the scale. And in that sense, makifin doesn't mean credit, but makifin means when you makif two things, put them right. Means you put them tzamud, one to the next. You put them next to each other. So that's like comparing the two sides of the scale. Like Rashi says, "Shemakav zuitzuzu ma'ayinim doimus," to be mistaken on them, to look at them. If they're similar, the two sides of the scale are the same, so that's called makifin. I'd like to look up this Keshes thing.
Maybe something about
Hashem
would have destroyed the world.
Yeah, it's probably something to do with that. You want to get a tour? Maybe some Rishchov test? Maybe it says in Torah. Tour Rishchov test? What time is it? I guess so.